This is Matthew Robinson for LA Theater Bites. Kid Gloves is a musical comedy making its world premiere at the Skylight Theater. Books and lyrics by Matthew Leavitt, directed by Richard Israel, and music by Nathan Wang. The play is set within the workings of a reality TV show for the aptly named Kids Plus, a popular streaming app that caters to kids. Here, kids rule, and the only adults allowed have to be cool. So, with that mentality, they are having a contest to find the next person to get their own show on Kids Plus. The reality competition is simple. Three judges, who already have their own show on the app, size up potential new contestants who answer interview questions and do different musical numbers. In the end, these contestants, of course, can become hosts. As you can imagine, chaos and hilarity quickly ensue. The entire cast of the show does a great job with their characters. This is a fairly large ensemble, but everyone gets a few moments to shine and get some big laughs alongside some genuine character development. Because this is a reality show, the contestants often have to do video confessionals explaining how they feel about certain moments and why they're in this contest in the first place. Casting was done by Michael Donovan Casting, and they did a superb job building this team. Everyone fits their characters so well, but they also have just enough nuance to keep their acts from getting stale or too routine. The set design, which was led by Mark Mendelson, is nothing short of amazing. This feels like a TV set for a kid's show. Every single detail is carefully crafted into this bright world that would definitely keep kids entertained. It's decadent to look at, and the costumes by Rebecca Carr do a great job in quickly telegraphing who everyone is in this very bright, but also dark world. For me, the main highlight of this production was the live music, led by music director Anthony Luca on the keyboard. This live band is on fire, and they make every song, joke, stinger, and motif become vibrant and energetic. It really helps move the story along, and that's no easy task, as at 2 hours with no intermission, you barely feel the runtime. I think one could argue there could be an intermission in this play, but that's a hard call. Because while it could break up the next portion of the competition, when the contestants start getting mean and personal, it also could take you out of the flow, and that can make it hard to regain the laughs when folks come back in. Kid Gloves does a lot of things right. That being said, the story is predictable. That's not necessarily a bad thing. Everything makes sense, everything lines up, and you're enjoying the songs and music so much that its transparent plot is perfectly fine. Still, it offers no real surprise. The contestants and judges are salty and foul-mouthed behind the scenes. The contestants start off nice and quickly become ruthless, and some of the final act reveals were telegraphed only a few pages in. It's not a bad thing by any means, but it does stretch the crudity of the premise at times. After all, it's unclear what is part of the show and what is simply behind the scenes of the show at times. Are the cameras always rolling? Would an app called Kids Plus really air a show that demystifies their production so much? Well, I suppose I'm thinking a bit too hard into that, but it did itch me during certain parts of the show. Skylight Theater has a great show to start the new year with Kid Gloves. It's breezy, it's fun, zany, often hilarious, and has some of the best music you're going to hear this year. A definite recommend for anyone looking to get a concert and a show. My final score is an 8.2 out of 10. Kid Gloves is now playing at the Skylight Theater until February 15th. Tickets can be purchased at kidglovesmusical.com. And now for a special announcement. LA Theater Bites is trying something new called the Cross Country Edition. If you are a theater outside of the LA area, we want to come review your show. Go to latheaterbites.com and search Cross Country to listen to the details about this new and exciting venture. Until next time, thank you for your continued support of the performing arts here in Los Angeles. I'll see you at the theater.